sort of other things could you find for her to do in terms of exercise?
She can walk a little bit up the hallway. I'll give her support and with a walking stick. And I used to take her to the park. She used to like knitting. She used to like... she's both excellent guardians, by the way. I used to take her out and about, visiting, keep her mentally motivated as well. And generally show her part of life that she missed out on.
Why had she missed out on these things earlier?
Mum missed out a lot in life because all she knew is really stay in the house, be a good mother to the children, and cook, clean, simple things. She hasn't even been to a safari park, which we take for liberty in a way now. I took her out and she enjoyed that. I took her to a shopping centre. She loved that. Just the general out and about, which she didn't have, where normally her day-to-day life was just cook, clean and stay in the house, and she was very, very limited. And that was most of her life, and I wanted to give her the opposite.
By the time you were doing that, she was beginning to have Alzheimer's, but she still enjoyed it.
Yes, she had Alzheimer's, but she still enjoyed it. I had to also educate myself how to understand somebody with Alzheimer's as well, because there's ways of, like, touching and talking and understanding, so they do not get stressed in order that then they believe that they've got... Why are they making the mistake of repeating themselves? You've got to make them feel calm and comfortable within themselves, which also does affect sugar levels as well, because if you're stressed and you've got an illness like Alzheimer's, it does affect the sugar levels to go high and low as well. You have to be calm and collective within yourself. I should explain also, while I was caring for my mother, she was in a ward and control place in a flat, because obviously she was unsafe for herself at the bungalow she used to stay in before, because she had a habit of leaving gas on and going out at different hours thinking it's still daylight and it isn't. So because of those reasons, she had to be somewhere safe and secure. So that's where she was.
And who controlled her medication?
The medication was then at the last 3-4 years was helped and controlled by the insulin was given by a district nurse, and the medication was given by the actual place where she was staying. So they gave her the medication, then I would go in and see to her the needs, taking her out, seeing to her bills, etc., and food and shopping and general hygiene as well. So I took care of those needs.
And how was her diabetes for the last few years of her life?
Generally, her diabetes was fine. It was under control. Well, the odd occasion when it was high, I found out she was naughty. She had sweets under her pillow that she shouldn't have. But she had a sweet tooth, and she used to love a sweet, and she used to... You know, be a bit naughty, like a naughty child at times, but generally her sugars were under control.
And how do you think you helped?
Generally giving my mum the life she should have had many years ago. Her last, so I would say, 4 to 5 years that I've given her the time and space, I believe she enjoyed very well. And I'm glad, and I had those moments with her, which meant a lot.